Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You can always listen to us on hundreds of affiliates nationwide and north of the border, also on SiriusXM, channel 206, and stream us using the CBS Sports app along with the Odyssey app, formerly the radio.com app. On the CBS Sports app, not only can you listen to CBS Sports Radio and the DA Show, but also you can read Pete Prisco's columns, senior NFL columnist. And I will say, Pete is such a phenomenal follow this time of year. I really feel like this is some of his best work because there is this deluge of information that comes at you from GMs and scouts and agents that all push a certain way. And Pete will oftentimes cut against the grain. And so you hear the same thing over and over and over again. And he tries to balance that with cutting through what may be some BS that's out there around this season. So Pete Prisco joins us this morning here on the show. Pete, good morning. How you doing?
What's up, DA? How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for joining us. It's always good to talk NFL with you. And this has been such a weird year for mock drafts because let's just look at Mac Jones. Once upon a time was the 10th pick overall, the 12th pick overall, maybe even lower. And now many are projecting him to go 3 to the San Francisco 49ers. Let's just start there. What do you think happened with Mac Jones's crazy rise over the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, I don't understand it, to be honest with you. Look, I like Mac Jones. I think Mac Jones is a good player. I would have picked him as probably the fourth quarterback in this class. I don't see trading two first-round picks to go up and get Mac Jones. Everybody says, oh, well, if Kyle Shanahan's doing it or John Lynch is doing it, it's a great move. Really? They passed on Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes to take Solomon Thomas a couple years ago. Now, I thought Solomon Thomas would be a good player, but in lieu of that, they had signed Jimmy Garoppolo. So, look, everything they do isn't perfect. They're good people. John Lynch is a very good GM. Kyle Shanahan's an outstanding coach. That doesn't mean they make mistakes, and I think this would be a mistake. I think if you give that big of a draft haul to go up and get Mac Jones, it would be a mistake. He's going to be a good quarterback, but I've talked to too many people around the league, myself included, who don't know if he's generally a high first-round pick. I think he's more of a late first round pick than he is early in the first round, and they made the move to go up and get him. I think Justin Fields is a better player. I think he's a better prospect, and I think he'll have a better NFL career.
So talking to your sources, what do you believe is truth here? Do you think the Niners are that enamored with Mac Jones to trade up to that slot at number 3?
You know, it's interesting. Some say yes, and some say let's wait and see because they don't believe it either. And the reason they don't believe it, they think Shanahan knows more about Justin Fields than he's leading on. He's going to go to his actual second pro day. He didn't go to the first. That made him everybody say, hey, look, it's Mac Jones. Mac Jones didn't have a great pro day. And so I think there's still some uncertainty there. But, the leader in the clubhouse is Mac Jones.
So let's talk about the Dan Orlovsky situation. Orlovsky had reported that he had heard Justin Fields is not one of those first guy in, last guy out, work ethic type guys. Some questions surrounding that. He got a lot of blowback for that, specifically from Kirk Herbstreit, who's also an Ohio State guy we know in his own company. Orlovsky basically had to do a mea culpa and tape a video saying, well, I did more digging and I found out that there's plenty of people that think his work ethic is great, namely his quarterback coach and one of the assistants at Ohio State. What do you believe about Justin Fields' work ethic, and what do you believe is right or wrong to report on in this situation?
I'll start out with his work ethic. I hadn't heard any of that from guys I talked to, so I don't know where he got that from. But if he got it and he reported it and he were people he trusted, there's nothing wrong with that. Everything doesn't have to be all sunshine when it comes to draft picks. And that's part of the problem with the draft evaluation as far as the media goes. Everybody's not perfect. Two of the five quarterbacks that are taken in the first round will bust. That's a fact. Look at the numbers. You know, history says it will be one will be great, two might be good, two will probably bust. And yet, here we are a month out, less than a month out, and everything is sunshine. Look how great these kids are. They do no wrong. And we know better than that. And yet, when a guy like Dan Orlovsky goes out and puts that out there, immediately he is attacked. Everybody hates anonymous sources. Well, what guy is going to give you the real evaluation on a player with his name on it if it's going to be a negative? If it's a positive, oh, we can put those out. If a guy comes out and says, oh, he's the greatest quarterback in the world, there will be no bust, you can put that out if it's an anonymous source. But if it's something negative, you can't put it out. I don't agree with that. I think Bob McGinn, who now works for the Athletic and worked in Green Bay for years, had trusted his sources and his scouts enough that he was able to put out really good draft information. A lot of it was anonymously, and everybody pushed back on it. It's gotten to the point now, you trust your source or you don't. If two people, three people that you've trusted in this league for a long time tell you that some player does not put the work in, what that does is it makes you go back and do more digging. Orlovsky went back and did more digging because the media cult, you know, came down hard on him, and he shouldn't have done that. You should always go back and do more digging. I get it, but don't do it for the reason that people push back on you. And look, some of the best information I have in my head about these players over the years has always been anonymously. And it doesn't mean I put it out there necessarily, but sometimes you got to counterbalance it and check it and cross-check everything. But a lot of it, in hindsight, has turned out to be true.
Pete Prisco joins us this morning on the show, CBS Sports, senior NFL columnist. I think that's such an important point here. There are going to be plenty of busts in this draft, and some of them will be because the guys don't work hard. Some of them will be because of baggage. Some of them will be like what the Tennessee Titans have dealt with, you know, where a guy just wasn't the same guy that you heard all the applause about. But there's such a fear of reporting something negative that nobody actually does it. So when it comes down to it, since we don't hear much critique of these guys in real form, how much can we believe on the flip side of all the wonderful things that we hear?
You know, the other thing is too, DA, and I sent this out on a tweet the other day. When teams go into a school to investigate a player's character and his background and how he handles himself, they go to people in the building. They go to the equipment guy. They go to the lady in the lunchroom. They go to the secretary, and they ask them, and they say, how is he here? How does he handle himself? Is he disrespectful? Is he a nice guy? Is he accommodating? Does he follow the rules? And they believe their sources when they put their information down on the paper, and they take it back to the team. And the team takes that information and actually uses it to make the draft pick. It's no different than that. Trust your sources. If you have reliable, trusted sources in the business, guys that won't steer you in a different direction, then you should listen to them. And, yes, cross-check everything, but don't bow down because everybody else didn't have the same negative stuff that you had.
You are very high on Trevor Lawrence and very high on his potential impact for the Jacksonville Jaguars. In fact, I saw you mention you think the Jaguars are going to be a power team in the AFC for the next decade with Trevor Lawrence. What makes you confident about that?
Because when you get that quarterback, you have staying power. Sustainable success comes with the quarterback position, and all you have to do is look at the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, the Chiefs were okay before they got Patrick Mahomes, but now every single season that he's there playing at this level that he's playing at right now, they are considered a Super Bowl favorite. And it's because of Patrick Mahomes. There's good players around him. Don't get me wrong. Tyreek Hill is an outstanding player. Travis Kelce, great player. Offensive line, mess. Defensive line, they didn't pressure the quarterback well enough last year. There's problems on defense. And yet, here we are, in April, we're going to sit here and say, who's the favorite in the AFC? It's the Kansas City Chiefs. And I think Trevor Lawrence has that ability in Jacksonville. I think he's going to put them in the mix for the next decade. He's one of those guys that can do that. And, you know, there are other young quarterbacks that are going to do that to their teams. I think, you know, J- Justin Herbert's going to do it to the Chargers. They're going to be around for a long time. I think Joe Burrow is going to do it to the Bengals when they eventually fill in those holes around them. That's what great quarterbacks do. They give you sustainable success. We've seen a lot of teams over the years make a 13-3 run and then fall off the ledge. And the reason they did it, and Jacksonville in 2017 is the perfect example. That team was in a whisker. They led the Patriots by 10 points in the fourth quarter on the road of going to the Super Bowl. It was a mirage because they didn't have the quarterback. If you have the quarterback, you have staying power.
So do you think it's Trevor Lawrence that can do that for the Jaguars, and then there's a big drop-off between him and Zach Wilson, Justin Fields, and the rest of the guys, or do you think there are multiple quarterbacks in this draft that can do that for their teams?
Well, I know there's one for sure. There might be two. That's to be determined. And again, it's getting inside these guys' heads is hard to evaluate. It's the hardest part about evaluating quarterbacks. From a physical standpoint, from a watch-him-on-tape standpoint, it's Trevor Lawrence, number one, clear number one, by the way. All the people don't want to put Zach Wilson up there. There's a big difference between the two of them. I do like Wilson. I like Fields. I'd probably rank them Lawrence 1, Fields 2, Wilson 3, and or maybe 1A and 1, I mean 2A and 2B because they're that close for me. And then down to Jones. I like Davis Mills. He's another guy that I've been on him. I know a lot of people have come around on him, but I've been on Davis Mills for about 2 months now. I think he's going to be a steal in this draft, the kid out of Stanford. But to answer your question, big difference between Trevor Lawrence and the rest of the group.
What do you think about Zach Wilson's pro day? It's one of those pro days that went viral. He had his off-balance throw down the field. That's a beautiful thing to watch, but ultimately I'm not sure how much that all translates when you're not playing against any defense and then you have to go into the NFL. But Wilson's that kid this year that just makes your jaw drop because of what he looked at with the pro day. What's your vibe on how much you can glean from that?
He's got a nice arm. We knew that before he had his pro day. And I think sometimes we get way too enamored with these pro days. Look, they're throwing against air. That's not the NFL. I've always said the best way to evaluate a quarterback is put defensive backs and receivers on the field and let him have a 7-on-7 drill. We'll see how he throws in that situation. Give him the play and go. That's how you could evaluate a quarterback if you really want to do a pro day. We knew he could throw the football. We know all these guys could throw the football, some better than others, and he has a really good arm and a great release, and he can throw on the move. We get that. But it's about playing the game. How do you stand in there when you have bodies around you? Will you stare down the gun barrel and take the shot in the middle of your chin and still make the throw? I'm not saying you can't do it, but boy, these pro days, we have a tendency, particularly in the Twitter media cult, to go nuts over them when the reality is they're nothing like playing football.
Pete Prisco joins us, well said, senior NFL columnist for CBS Sports. It was kind of hysterical about a month ago when we were getting those reports that some draft boards had Zach Wilson ahead of Trevor Lawrence. Some GMs think he's a better quarterback prospect. Phooey, come on. There's no way that was ever real, right?
Well, here's what you need to do when you look at that. What can Zach Wilson do that Trevor Lawrence can't do? He's just as athletic. He moves as much. He's got just as good an arm. He's, you know, his release is probably a little bit better and quicker, but he doesn't play in the level of competition. He doesn't have as many starts. So what does he do that Trevor Lawrence can't do? And, oh, by the way, Trevor Lawrence is about 5-6 inches taller than he is. I mean, there's a big difference there. One guy can stand tall in the pocket. The other one's going to be 6'1" standing in the pocket. That's not to mean that you can't do it. We've seen a lot of guys that can do it. Russell Wilson can do it. So Drew Brees did it. But it's different than when you can stand tall in the pocket. So I don't get it. I know there are guys in the league that really like Zach Wilson. I mean, I've talked to plenty. They some of them, they won't go that far, but some of them really think he's right up there with them. And so I get it. I understand it. And, again, it all goes to what's your situation when you get to the NFL, and do you put the work in? Are you the guy that shows up early and leaves late? Will you take the playbook home? Will you put a film room in your basement like Peyton Manning did? And, you know, that's the ideal scenario when you want to study who did and who didn't. It's Peyton Manning and Ryan Leaf. Peyton Manning loved the game, lived the game, and Ryan Leaf didn't. And when Ryan Leaf, you know, had all the tools in the world, it didn't work. It worked for Peyton Manning, who probably didn't have all the tools in the world because he put the work in. And I think that's where it's hard evaluating quarterbacks. I go back to a couple of my old evaluations. I love Patrick Mahomes. I had him clearly as the number one quarterback in that draft class. People thought I was nuts, but there was something about watching him on tape. And I didn't know him. I didn't know the work ethic. I do most of my evaluation watching the tape and talking to the scouts and personnel people. Josh Allen, another one. He was my clear number one in that class. Clear number one. Now, it's working out where that's the case. But for 3 years leading into the draft, or 2 years leading the draft process, but 3 years, through first 3 years in the league, the guy took a beating, just an overall beating. And it was because one guy said it, so two guys said it, so four guys said it, so eight guys said it. The draft process, he's not accurate. He can't get accurate. He stinks. He played in bad league. Now all of a sudden, look where Josh Allen is. That doesn't mean I'm foolproof, because I've had my fair share of getting him wrong, too. I thought Christian Ponder would be good. It's a tough position to evaluate, but I think there's too many people that follow each other. Where was everybody in January saying Mac Jones was going to be the third overall pick in the draft, or he should be the third overall pick in the draft? But now one guy says it, 2, 4, 8, 16, Mac Jones be the third pick in the draft. I don't agree with it, and just because Kyle Shanahan says it doesn't mean you have to agree with it. He's been wrong, too. Look at his record with his quarterbacks. Everybody says he wins all the time. It's not been great. And here's one more. If he had run the ball twice in the Super Bowl with the Falcons, he'd have a ring on his finger. So he's not perfect either. So these guys are not beyond criticism. And I think sometimes we look at the draft process and say, oh, you can't criticize that guy, can't criticize that guy, can't criticize this team. Yes, you can. That's part of the job, and that's why we do it.
Oh, excellent stuff. See, this is why you got to follow Pete Prisco around draft time. He cuts through the BS at Prisco CBS. Read him at CBSSports.com and watch him at CBS Sports HQ. As they break down the draft, they do such a good job at CBSSports.com and CBS Sports HQ, bringing you all the info for the draft. Pete, it's always great to catch up, my man. Thank you so much for doing it.
You lit my fire today, BA. I love it.
Great stuff. Pete Prisco, always excellent, excellent, excellent stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.